plunge into Earth's oceans, where they reproduced at a furious pace, whether by fission or breeding or eggs. No one knew, and swiftly became a terrible hazard. They attacked ships, sinking commercial freighters, cruise liners, fishing vessels. The Earth Planetary Navy was little more than a token force, peacekeepers, and emergency responders. It had been a long time since battle fleets went on a full-scale war footing. Now, the EPN went on the hunt, combing the waters in search of the enemy. Sonar could detect the large clusters of sluggos, which then vanished with each pulse and then reformed elsewhere. Admiral Haldane had already led two preliminary engagements, each one disastrous. He was about to make it 3-3. Reaching this point in the South Pacific, the suspected location of the original Sluggo starships, the Far Horizon had dropped dozens of depth pulsers, hoping to destroy the underwater alien base. The explosions had been wonderful, creating rooster tails of water like massive geysers. The shockwaves should have ruined any Sluggo structures on the ocean floor. The excitement was short-lived, though. The individual aliens had combined into a monstrous body, countless squirming components adding together like cells. Then the community's organism rose up like the most twisted nightmare of any sailor's legend and attacked the Far Horizon. The shapeless beast shifted and rearranged its bodily blueprint, first engulfing the destroyer with tentacles and then smashing onto the deck in a huge flat mass like a manta, which then dissolved into an overwhelming slimy army of individual sluggos that could attack and devour. Constant gunfire continued to ring out, and even 10,000 rounds didn't last very long. When the crew ran out of ammo, they used metal pipes, tools, even small storage pods to smash the things. Someone had rigged a flamethrower and jetted fire that fried the worm-like aliens. When their protoplasm boiled, they exploded, but the sluggos did not feel pain or fear, and more of them came forward. One young seaman thrashed as a dozen of the worm things chewed into the meat of his thighs and calves, then tunneled through his chest. He kept screaming until one crawled down his throat. Other seamen had better luck with fire extinguishers, driving the sluggos away, briefly, but there was no place to hide. Each extinguisher ran out within minutes, and the crew used the empty tanks to smash more sluggos. "Turn the heavy caliber guns down," Haldane yelled. "Fire into the water." "But sir, that'll do nothing. It'll make some big explosions," he shouted back. That was something, at least. At central fire control, weapons officers tilted the large bore guns down, and the guns roared, but even the heavy shells did little more than stir up the sluggos in the water. In response, a huge pseudopod composed of braided sluggos lurched up, wavered in the air just long enough for Haldane to estimate the tens of thousands of hungry creatures that comprised it. Then it disassociated in midair, creating a rain of hungry sluggos that fell onto the Far Horizon. Haldane had found shelter under the bridge wing, but he watched the crew get slaughtered. He had emptied both of his sidearms, and he had no other defenses but his bare hands and his boot heels. The squirming aliens came at him like an unstoppable invertebrate tide. No one in the EPN had had more direct experience with the sluggos than Admiral Bruce Haldane. He had studied their movements firsthand in three engagements now, seen how they attacked. He made mental notes. Even though he didn't understand what he saw, his knowledge was irreplaceable. If Earth was going to win this war against the undersea invasion, he had to survive. The overburdened destroyer was groaning, listing to starboard, clearly taking on water from below decks. The pounding sluggos had chewed and torn through the lower hull, and were even now swarming through the breach, infesting the ship even faster than seawater could fill it. Damage control crews had been devoured as they rushed to respond. The destroyer was going down. As he backed against the bulkhead, he watched hundreds of sluggos burst through the hatches, huge maggots writhing up the ladders and spilling onto the deck. Even with a din of gunfire, explosions, and shouts, Haldane could hear them moving around in the compartments below, feasting. Then they came toward him. Most of the Far Horizon's crew had been slaughtered already, but Haldane stood straight and proud, facing the alien enemy. He owed it to the brave men and women who perished here. He would stay until the very last, as the hordes of fleshy bodies and chewing mouths squirmed toward him. He kicked at the sluggos, but more and more came. The admiral raised his voice and announced to anyone left on the deck who might be able to hear him, "I want to thank you all."